On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I stayed relatively dry coming in today.
Good for you.
But I
didn't.
It's going to... Oh, did you ride the Vespa?
Yes.
It's going to get nasty, folks.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm George Adair, and we do this show every Wednesday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said every noon at Wednesday.
Right.
And the brain's firing off all directions. Folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Then give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We will help you explore your options. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Go to the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on, it's at facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. And you'll find information, tidbits, about guests that we have on, upcoming shows, past shows, and like the page if you want to. We don't bombard you with stuff.
Nope.
We have stuff on there that's interesting. I just got back from Tahoe.
Oh, nice. How was it?
It was crazy, like busy and tons of snow. It was obviously a holiday weekend, and so the resorts were they actually did well.
Did they?
Yeah. And we stayed in Squaw Village. Found a great deal. Didn't realize why it was such a great deal until after we started and checked in. Well, snow removal machines.
Oh,
right,
goodness.
Outside all night, all weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was terrible. But they got to move the snow because when it melts, it floods.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So you got to get it out of the parking lot. I'll stay there again in the summer. Find a different place for my winter travels to Tahoe. But they're going to get bombarded again with a lot more snow.
Exactly. So. Yeah, we've got another system coming in on Friday, too. So
I ran into some friends. They were at a coffee shop. Actually, some clients that we helped with a VA loan a couple of years ago. And they were thinking of heading up on Thursday. And I said, I don't know. I just was up there. There's a lot of snow to deal with.
Yeah.
But hey, we need it. And I'm glad we're going to get it. So, mm-hmm. Folks, this is a good time to make sure that your insurance is adequate on your house. And also understand that if you have homeowner's insurance and your house gets flooded, it's not covered. You have to have flood insurance to cover. So if you're in a flood zone and you haven't renewed or updated your flood insurance, maybe it's a little late to say that, but you really should be checking on that in weather like this.
Right. Or if you escaped our last storm,
Right.
Then go now, get it.
Yeah. I'm not sure what all this, waiting periods are, but the lenders all require, if you have a mortgage, lenders require you to maintain insurance. It's one of the pieces of fine print that's in the deed of trust. The mm-hmm. deed of trust is the security instrument for the note you sign, and it's what's recorded at the county. So it's like 12 pages long or something. It's crazy long. One of the provisions is that you have to have insurance and maintain insurance. Well, you also have to check up with insurance to make sure it's current and adequate for the property you have. So mm-hmm. folks, do that. Check with your insurance agent to make sure that you have the right policy and right coverage. Hey, folks, we're joined by a local alternative lending option that people can rely on when their credit doesn't exactly meet the conforming loan standards, when their equity position is good. And Todd Wilson's here. He's with ARC Capital. Hey, Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, George.
So Todd and I, we've been working together off and on for the last few years, and he's a great guy. And I ran into him the other day. And I said, it's been a while since I've had you on the radio. We should have you back. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Tell us about ARC Capital and tell me what makes your company unique in the lending world that consumers can take advantage of today.
Well, ARC Capital actually started at probably the worst time ever in our market, June of 2007. We started, we had basically no investors and
it was tough.
Yeah, it was really tough. We didn't get paid for 8 months.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah.
I remember rolling pennies on the living floor with the kids.
Yeah. Eating tuna fish and macaroni and cheese, right?
Yeah.
I remember those days myself. Bay Equity launched at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah. And so ARC, Bay Equity, very few companies were starting up at this time. Because they were all, remember the days. It was dark. A lot of mortgage lenders were shutting down, getting shut down, mm-hmm. getting regulated out.
That's right.
And it actually created a tough environment for people to get home loans. And that's probably why ARC was successful at helping people, right?
I would say so, because our main focus from the beginning has always been to get loans for people who couldn't get loans through their normal channels.
Right, from a bank or from a credit union. Basically, you're an alternative source of money, and we call it private money, right?
That's right.
You know, I think it's important to make the distinction of what private money is compared to institutional money. So tell us about our listeners and tell us about the underwriting process.
All right, well, the underwriting process is definitely different. We look mostly at what the value of the property is compared to the loan, but we also have to keep in mind that we want to make sure the borrower can afford the payments.
Mm-hmm. And that's because the interest rates are higher.
That's right. The interest rates are higher,
right?
You know, because it's more risk in terms of credit. And then sometimes because of the property. We have properties that we can lend on that a normal bank cannot lend on. You know, for example, somebody inherits a property and it's got a lot of maintenance that hasn't been done, you know, needs a new roof.
Pretty common today, actually. A lot of deferred maintenance out there.
It really is.
Yeah. Those are the folks that are looking up going, damn, I should have fixed that leak.
That's right. That's right. You know, and in fact, we one time did a loan on a house. Actually, it wasn't a house. It was a three-unit property, and the units were all separate, but one of them had burned down.
Oh, wow.
And so
we did
a loan based on the as-is value.
Yeah, which is completely unlendable for an institutional lender like
right.
me. I mean, we don't – that's a rehab loan, and there really are no – refinance rehab loans that I'm aware of. Maybe, you know, you might find a credit union or a local bank that's willing to make an exception for that. But in general, Fannie Mae certainly is not offering those types of loans readily. You can do it as a purchase, but not as a refinance.
Right.
Yeah. So when you're looking at underwriting someone, give me some examples. I know that you've closed some loans recently and you had a couple, we call them tombstones, right?
Yeah.
You got a couple tombstones. We've closed the loans and you can see the summary. We call it a tombstone. So give us a couple examples of how you've been able to help clients in this community.
All right. Well, we did a second recently. It's $212,000.
Now, I want to explain what a second is. Of course, that's where you have when you have a mortgage on a property, it has a lien position. So most loans, you know, when you refinance, you will have a first lien position mortgage. But sometimes you can get a second lien position where you don't touch the first. You just put on a new second, right?
Right. So you don't affect the rate on the first. Mm-hmm. The guy had a good rate on his first. It was 3.25%.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to touch that.
No, absolutely.
And it actually adds to the security of the loan for you being in second position, knowing that he has a low payment on the first.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we did the loan. We went up to 59% of the total value between the two loans. And
we call that cumulative loan to value
or
combined
right.
loan to value, depending
right.
on who you ask. And how long they've been in the business.
Yeah.
But effectively, what we're talking about, folks, is if your property's worth, what was this property worth, for example?
His property's worth, I think it was about $900,000.
So about $900,000. And they made a loan up to about 60%. So you made a loan for about, what, $580,000 or so, right?
Yeah, right in that range.
Right? Yeah. $560,000, somewhere in there. But you didn't make the full amount, right? You just did on something on top of the first that was already there.
That's right.
Yeah. So they tapped equity. Equity, of course, being the amount of the value in your property that you can get. We talked about this before, lendable equity. And the lendable equity position is a little bit lower with private money lending, right?
Well, it is. And particularly with seconds. You know, we got this one done at 59%.
Yeah.
The guy had, you know, 583 credit score, which, you know, I know conventional lenders can't touch that even on a first.
Yeah.
And most of them don't do seconds anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's the FHA loans that some folks go down to 560, but it's a new first with mortgage insurance, and it's getting kind of expensive these days for those types of loans. And mortgage insurance is just throwing money away. So mostly folks that have good equity should be looking and talking with you at ARC, right? And if they've got bad credit or they've got any issues with the property.
Yeah.
I think it's important, though, to make a distinction about residential loans, right? Tell us about what ARC's perspective is on making loans on residential property.
Well, we want to make sure of a couple of things. One is that the borrower can afford the payment. That's first and foremost.
These are qualified mortgage rules.
Yeah. If somebody doesn't make the payments, they're going to lose the property. So we don't want to set somebody up to fail because that does not help them.
No.
The other thing is we want to make sure that the investor is covered so that everybody wins in the transaction. You can't set it up for either the borrower or the lender to lose money.
Right. You're not in the business of taking people's houses. And that's what people need to understand about private money. This is a business transaction where the lender wants to get a high yield. They want to make a high return on their investment. They use a broker like ARC to put their money into the real estate market as a lender. And it's secured by the real estate, right? But that whole idea that they want to take the house is a complete misnomer.
Yeah. Well, we have had a few investors over the years who have told us that that's kind of how they think of it, and we don't work with them.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Those are not our friends.
Yeah. We call those sharks.
Yes.
I mean, they are called sharks. And, you know, it's funny. I was watching Shark Tank last night on CNBC, and And they don't want to take businesses that fail either, right? So the whole terminology is with private money lending can be a misnomer. And that's why I wanted to bring Todd in with ARC, because we're friends, we know each other in the business, we respect each other, but he's going to not steer you in that wrong direction. Are you guys making loans on owner-occupied residential or just investment properties?
You know, there is a little bit of owner-occupied stuff we're doing, but mm-hmm. mostly what we're doing is rental properties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just because the regulatory, hopefully we'll see some changes in this regulatory climate we're dealing with. But right now with certain regulations that have been passed, it's very challenging for private money lenders to make loans on owner-occupied residential.
Absolutely.
You guys have just been pigeonholed into this one area. And that's
right.
Yeah. And you know, the compliance is something you guys are always navigating, right?
Absolutely.
Now, are you also looking for investors to help place money, or are you guys saturated right now?
You know, I would never say we're saturated, yeah. because you may have a lot of investors, as we do, but people will sometimes have all their money out, or you know, they stop putting their money into these because they found somewhere else to put it, something like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll never close the door and say no more investors, because, well, that's just foolish, because yeah. next thing when you do that, you find out you've got more borrowers that need that money.
Sure.
And you've turned off the faucet for them.
Right. You're creating a relationship between people that need money and people that have money.
That's right.
And it's not an institutional type of transaction. So there's a lot of flexibility. You understand Sonoma County property.
Yep.
You mentioned that you did something on an agricultural property as well, right? We just yep. have a few minutes, but it was a 15-acre almond farm, you said?
I think it was more like 60 acres.
Right. But it's, by the way, it's called Ammon.
Ammon?
I have a friend that owns. They're not almonds until
they're
picked.
They're ammons.
Yeah. Ammons. All right, folks. Well, hey, thanks again. Todd Wilson, he's with ARC Capital. If you want to reach ARC, you can call 707-523-2900. 707-523-2900. These guys are great. You know, you can trust them, and they're going to take good care of you. So thanks again for joining us today. We'll have you back.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right, folks. We're going to go to commercial break. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
I'm Laura Ingram, weekday mornings 9 till noon on KSRO.
Buying or refinancing a home is now easier if you are active or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, or government industries. Here's George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans.
I'd like to share with you a valuable program called Loans to Heroes. Bay Equity offers this to eligible candidates buying or refinancing their home. It's our way of saying thank you for the service you provide every day to our community. People working or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, and the government may save hundreds or thousands because of this program from Bay Equity Home Loans. Learn how you can benefit from Loans to Heroes by calling 707-583-8100 or visit loanstoheroes.com.
Call the professionals at Bay Equity Home Loans with offices in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, Petaluma, Windsor, and Ukiah. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 707-583-8100.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act under the Department of Business Oversight.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Classy guy, Todd Wilson, ARC Capital. Enjoy having him on. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon, and we hope you'll join us. Also, you can find previous shows at KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series. Mm-hmm. I'm considered a self-proclaimed expert.
Yes.
Just ask me. I'll say yes.
I am an expert.
You know, folks, if you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. You can reach us at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. We'll sit down with you. We'll do a free loan consultation, and we'll help you analyze your options to see what the best route is. We look at your equity position if you want to refinance, and we look at your overall credit profile, too. Maybe you have so much consumer debt that if we pay it off with a new home loan, you will save a lot on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle, we've talked about this before, where if you take $10,000 worth of consumer debt, you're probably paying I don't know, somewhere around $300 a month in minimum payments.
Minimum if it's just payments, credit cards. Though, right.
Yeah, and what happens with a minimum payment is it takes 25, 30 years to pay it off.
Yeah.
Right. You know, your interest rate could be anywhere from 15 to 30%. Mm-hmm. And if you have one of those personal line of credits that you've, you see these come in the mail quite a bit lately, they all seem to go up to $35,000. I haven't looked at the regulations on that to figure out why it's always $35,000. Yeah. But
magic number?
Yeah, you get these things in the mail. Well, the reality is they're high interest loans, mm-hmm. and they can take a while to pay back. If you take that same $10,000 that you're paying on a credit card, you put it into a mortgage, it's going to be way less. Everyone's going to have their own unique interest rate, and we're going to qualify them based on that. But you could see it be anywhere from 45 to 50 bucks a month mm-hmm. for that same $10,000.
Right.
You know, and you have a restructured plan where you're going to pay it back. And, you know, it depends on what the going interest rate is. But if you put it into a fixed rate, you don't have to worry about what happens when the Fed raises rates. Mm-hmm. Credit card loans are always tied to adjustable rate indexes. So when that index goes up, your credit card interest rate goes up. So does your minimum payment. Mm-hmm. But you put it into a mortgage, and we can tell you how to do that through a cash out refinance. You're going to be able to save a lot of money compared to a credit card. Of course, you have to have a house. Oh, yeah, I need that thing.
Right.
So maybe we should start the conversation about how you buy a house, right?
Cart before the horse.
Cart before the horse. Well, there are there's really great programs right now to qualify to buy a house. A lot of people don't realize it. We have a program, for example, that you can just put down 3% of the purchase price. And maybe your real estate agent can negotiate a seller credit to help cover the closing costs. As long as it appraises and the deal's structured right, you can get into a house with 3%.
Wow. That's great.
Well, look at what's happening in rentals, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just, there's always talk about, you know, rent control, whether it works or whether it doesn't. And people are getting forced out of their house if their landlord's going to sell. Then they have to move. They could have a great relationship with the landlord. They're paying on time. They're not doing anything wrong. The landlord's like, hey, I've been sitting on this property with negative equity. It finally came back. I'm selling.
Right.
You know? So when you're a renter, you don't have control over that. So give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loan, 707-583-8100, 583-8100, and we will help you determine how you can get into that path, onto that right path to home ownership. I have to talk about Giving to Heroes. Love this program. Giving to Heroes is exciting because it's geared towards the heroes in our community. It's a credit-backed program. Real simple. People that work in education, in public safety, the medical field, if you work for the government, and I think above all, if you're a veteran mm-hmm. or active military, you're eligible automatically for Giving to Heroes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And folks, they love it because it's a credit-backed program that Bay Equity exclusively offers. This is our program, and it doesn't cost them anything. It just cost them their, and you know, their time and their commitment to the community, which they've already done. So we will give back 0.25% of the loan amount towards their closing costs. So if you borrowed $500,000, we're going to give you back $1,250. Pretty straightforward. Here's an even cooler feature of Giving to Heroes, and this part is really great. If you work with an affiliated realtor of our Giving to Heroes program, and we only have the best realtors. We don't just offer this to anybody. We offer it to the best. So if you work with an affiliated realtor, they're going to give you 10% of their sales commission.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Realtors do well these days.
Yeah.
With rising home prices.
Sure.
Right? You've got commissions that are $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 because they work hard for it. Some work harder than others. But that 10% of their commission gets paid back as a credit to our Giving to Heroes recipient at closing. So, I don't know. How's that math work? If you buy a house for $500,000, let's see how good my mental math is.
Okay, let's do this.
So, you buy a house for $500,000, and if your real estate agent is participating in the Giving to Heroes program, and they make 2.5% of that commission, carry the four, $12,500 is their commission. They're going to give you 10% of that. That's another $1,250.
Nice.
And then we're going to give you $1,250 if the loan amount was $500,000. Like, little mm-hmm, differences there between mm-hmm. the price and the loan amount. But just for round numbers, that's $2,500 for Giving to Heroes.
just because you work in one of those fields or used retired. To work in
exactly.
one of those fields.
Exactly. Right. We want to give it to everybody that qualifies.
That's awesome.
So if you're interested in our Giving to Heroes program, call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. It's 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. If you want to learn more about Giving to Heroes, you can go to givingtoheroes.net. And we have different branches throughout Bay Equity that participate. So look for the one here in Sonoma County. And we'll tell you more about it.
That is so great. I have to tell you personally, I think that is so fantastic. Yeah. My family is like educators, all of them.
Right. Yes.
So that's very cool.
Educators. I think it's also important to realize that if you're, let's say you work in the administrative offices, mm-hmm. let's say you work on the custodial staff, you know, I mean, there's all these different professions within education as well.
Sure.
They're eligible.
Bus drivers for school
totally,
buses?
Totally. Absolutely. Nice. Absolutely. Did I say loosely?
Loosely.
Wow, I made up a word. Absolutely. Well, maybe it's a Freudian slip because we are pretty loose on the definition.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, like that.
That's good.
That's a good recovery,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Absolutely, we'll cover it. The benefit is to extend this out to people that support Community Heroes. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you're on the front lines in a patrol car or you're 911 dispatch, or again, you work inside the administrative offices. We want to give to you. We consider you part of the Giving to Heroes program.
And what's the website again?
Go to givingtoheroes.net. Givingtoheroes.net. And you can see if you're the number. We have a calculator on there, so you can see what your credit back could be. It's a no pressure. We're not going to hassle you. Bombard you with calls. That's not our style. What we want to do is sit down with people that are interested in qualifying for a home loan, whether it's to buy or to sell. Giving to Heroes is a program that you can qualify for and get quite a bit of money back. Like I said in that example, buy a house for about $500,000. You're going to get, I don't know, $2,000, $2,500. It depends on what the realtor's contributing and it depends on what your loan amount is, but it's a nice credit back.
Yeah.
And it's unique. Only Bay Equity offers this.
This is wonderful. I love it.
So we talked earlier about the benefits of a cash out refinance. Mm-hmm. Some people want to look at the costs of a refinance and say, oh gosh, I don't know. So here's the concept about when you consider a refinance and you're looking at the cost. Look at the break-even point. So what I'm doing here is I'm looking at the amount of the loan payment for their current mortgage and the loan payment for the future mortgage. Simple arithmetic, find out the difference. If you're saving $100 a month, you're kind of on the line about whether or not it makes sense to refinance. But what if we do a cash-out refinance? And we pay off $10,000 or $15,000 worth of consumer debt. Maybe you're not saving as much on the mortgage, but you are saving a lot when you look at the overall expenses you...
Right. If you look at your balance sheet
over and over every month, how much are you putting out
right.
to pay off your credit cards and to pay them down? And it's a vicious, nasty cycle. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are in it. And they've been waiting for this opportunity to have equity. So we look at the break-even analysis. So look at the overall savings of paying off the debt to qualify. And if you're fortunate enough to save money on your mortgage, because look, the new mortgage is probably based off of a lower amount than the original mortgage. So over time, as you paid that mortgage down, we start off at a different point. So, you know, it all depends on your unique situation, but we present this to you as part of the analysis, your break-even point. And then you look at the costs. That's how you get to the break-even analysis. So you look at your monthly savings and you look at the cost of the refinance. You look at the cost of the title and the escrow fees. You look at the cost of the lender fees. Those are the costs. And then the appraisal. It should only be about $3,000 to $3,500. If you added it all up, you can also take a little bit of a higher interest rate. And depending on the loan program, use that interest rate to get more yield, more credit. From us, the lender. So that's where you get into those no-cost loans. You see them on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No cost. Right. Well, no, there's always a cost.
Right.
Just who's paying for it, right? So the lender will pay your costs by charging you a higher interest rate, right? So anyways, you look at the costs and you look at the monthly savings and you see how many months it takes. So let's say it's going to take 20 months to break even. Well, it's a 30-year loan. You got another 340 months of savings.
Mm-hmm.
especially if you're talking about comparing it to paying off a credit card. Credit cards take forever to pay off, basically.
Right.
So if you move it into a mortgage, you get into a structured repayment plan. The interest is still tax deductible, you know, for as long as we have that. And then you look and see, hey, how long does it take to break even on the cost of the mortgage? And we always, almost always, I'd say 99% of the time, don't hold me to that stat. I haven't really checked. But I can't tell you the last time we didn't do this. There's usually enough equity in the property to cover whatever those costs are. The other cool thing about refinancing is usually you can roll in interest on the future loan. And sometimes we can roll in interest on the payoff loan. So you can skip 1 to 2 months of payments by rolling it into the loan. Still being paid, but you're not paying it out of your checking account. You're paying it out of the equity in your home. Hey, you know, that you've been waiting patiently. You've had this house and you've waited and waited for the market to recover. And now it's recovered.
Right.
Use it. Use it to use the cash to fix it up. Use the cash to pay off the credit cards. So this is part of the analysis we do in our loan consultation. And to go back to the Giving to Heroes program, if you have a high enough loan amount, you can get pretty close to covering a lot of those closing costs that you would incur. So we're not going to roll it into the loan. We're just going to cover it because you're eligible for Giving to Heroes. Folks, you can always find out more information by going to www.givingtoheroes.net. You can call us at 707-583-8100 or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. All right, folks, that's it. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon. See ya.